Now, we're doing the passes to check out that Beastie Boys one-man show on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. So remember this story. You might win tickets behind the Dateline China hospitals in a southern province of China are now offering money for people's poop samples.
Okay.
Hospitals in Guangdong are paying $75 per.
I'm in, by the way.
Per poop sample.
Question, can I mail some of my poo to China?
I'd ask for the money first, Dave.
Oh, okay.
My luck would be my poop shows up in a bag and they say, not good enough quality.
Oh, yeah, that's true. A little bit runny.
Now, why would they be paying $75 per poop? I'm glad you asked.
I have no idea.
Apparently, there's a bug going around that wipes out the healthy bacteria that lives in our intestines, helps us break down our food to extract the nutrients from it.
Right.
Well, apparently, they use healthy people's poop to transfer that bacteria to patients who need it in their intestines.
No, thank you. The second someone else's poo cures me, I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'll just meet the Lord now. Yeah. Forget about it. I'm not getting a poop infusion.
They've created a poop buyback system to get people to provide the stuff $75 a scoop.
That's disgusting.
A baggie? Of course it's disgusting.
I didn't know.
But no. I know one thing for sure. I am no longer going to be using the phrase dropping the kids off at the pool. Instead, I will be making a deposit at the Chinese laundry.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Help me. Help me, Mama.
Dave, I'll be right back. I got to go make a deposit at the Chinese laundry.
This is a very disturbing story. I'm sorry, China. Yeah. I love you. Please, get it together.
Here in the United States, we use something called a probiotic for that.
Now, listen,
check this story out. I have never, ever heard of this crime before in my life.
Okay.
And it's probably because these things are incredibly hard to hide. Somebody has been going around stealing hot air balloons.
All right, I got to hear this.
Apparently, they're really expensive.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I had no idea.
Well, because they're so, you know, unique.
They're gigantic.
Yeah.
They got the basket and the...
And all that fuel.
The flamethrower.
Right. Yeah, I would think maybe they are a little bit expensive.
So someone in the Bloomington, Indiana area had been stealing hot air balloons, and the thief was just busted because he flew it. And no. The cops just had to look up and say, hey, ain't that the one that... was reported stolen, floating by at a slow rate of speed over here at the Hot Air Balloon Festival.
What a dope. Are you kidding me? You can't fly it. Sell it. I was assuming.
I mean, even if you bought one, I mean,
you're flying
a lot of them are decorated in very specific ways with true. All kinds of patterns or names or something on it.
I'm
not going to say they're individual as a fingerprint or a DNA sample, but they're pretty unique.
Easy a spot.
So the hot air balloon thief has been busted, and he actually was found in Florida. So half credit to Florida on that one.
And it was the slowest getaway chase of all time.
All you got to do is wait for it to land.
Not like, stealing a Learjet. Right. You're going like 5 miles an hour while the cops walk lazily under your balloon. Are you almost out of air yet,
right.
Tom?
You out of fuel? Because you're coming down pretty close.
We need to put the cuffs on you, and, well, the deputy's hungry.
I tell you what, I've been up in one of those things twice, and the first time I went up in it, it was the most scared I've ever been in my life. Because I got a fear of heights, you know?
Oh, really?
But then once you get up and you realize you're not just going to plummet to the ground,
yeah.
It's the most peaceful feeling you've ever felt. It was like
I think the slowness would help me.
It's really wild. And it's so quiet up there. It's amazing.
Oh.
Now, our final story of the day takes us to Pennsylvania. And our thanks to Donna for Maniloking, who sent this via our way, via our Facebook page at facebook.com/959 The Rat. And we will file this one under Let No Good Deed go unpunished.
Okay.
Maurice German is a Verizon employee in Philadelphia. Earlier this month, he was on a job when a little old lady cat owner reported that her cat had climbed up a telephone pole and was stuck there. And since the Verizon guy had one of those trucks with a basket on it with the crane and so forth, he used the basket to go right up to the cat and rescue it.
Oh.
And for his efforts to celebrate this nice act of pet loving and kind of heroism, Verizon has suspended him for 3 weeks.
He got suspended?
Yes. They say he potentially put his life and those around him in jeopardy, and he shouldn't have used the bucket truck to save the cat.
Way to be a heartless corporation.
Go screw yourself, old lady.
Wonderful.
Verizon is here to say, we don't. Now, for their efforts, Verizon said, you should have called the police. We'll make a donation to the local animal hospital in your name. So they're trying to save face behind it, but everyone's like, seriously.
You know, once in a while, try to remember that you're actually a company working for human beings.
There it is.
And that there are people on the planet.
So that's today's No Sweat News. This guy's get himself a 3-week suspension for saving some old lady's cat. We'll see you on Friday for the No Sweat News quiz, and that's when it'll be your shot of picking up tickets to check out the one-man show that the remaining members of the Beastie Boys are doing in Brooklyn.
Two-man, right?
Well, it's a two-man, one-man show.
Oh.
With the remaining, they're literally calling it a two-man, one-man show.
Oh!
Where the remaining Beastie Boys members get up and talk about, you know, their history and so forth.
Okay, yeah.
It's all because they got that new book, the new bio book out.
Yeah, well, you know what? What a fun group they were for so many years. Rest in peace, Adam Yauch. I would love to watch massive Beastie Boys.
Right? It's a neat event.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of these things going on. There's a handful. Yeah. There's like three in Brooklyn and one in Philly.
It's cool.
The Rad Race.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.